Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frustrating way to end that game. We had our chances. Thought our guys battled back in the second half. Thought we made too many mistakes in the first half, which put us behind. But I thought our guys battled and competed. We still got to find a way not to hurt ourselves with penalties and the turnovers, and that's got to change. So we got to figure that out.
Yeah, you talked about that a couple weeks ago. How do you fix the turnovers and the penalties?
Well, look, I mean, I think we got to make a point of emphasis about it. I think we also got to look at, you know, who's doing what and where. I wasn't a fan of some of the calls, but you know, it hurt us in the game.
Point of emphasis, like what's that process of making it?
Well, look, we're gonna have to look at who's handling the ball. You know, and the problem's been a little bit. It's been a multitude of players, and so we're gonna have to continue to evaluate that. We're gonna have to put in some more, you know, turnover drills and things of that nature, and try to emphasize the point that we got to protect the football.
And what about like the false starts? How do you guys maybe stop some of those kind of mistakes?
Yeah, look, I think that some of that's, you know, kind of the consistency of cadence and things of that nature. So I think that's part of it. Consistency of some of the people that are in there is part of it. So we'll take a look at it. We'll take a look at the tape and see where we can make corrections.
Did you think the field goal was good, the last one?
I did. I mean, from where I was standing, I thought it was gonna be good. Obviously, I guess it hit off the left upright and then down on the crossbar and bounced the wrong way for us.
What was the conversations like on the side? I mean, 60 yards you were good with, or where was the kind of cutoff for you all?
Well, in that situation, we were in the position where we felt like we could make it. You know, I think the field goal before was probably a little bit more discussion. And look, I give credit to Riz. He felt really good about Will knocking that thing through, and so we kicked the field goal, and Will, you know, hit a beauty and knocked it through.
Coach, the two penalties on the drive that led to Minnesota's going ahead at the end, the PI on Marshawn at the end, your thoughts on that?
I thought it was a tough call.
Yeah, outside of that, just what do you think of the third down numbers about the defense trying to get off the field outside of the penalties? And I know the first drive, I think they were like 4-for-4 on third down.
Yeah. I think, you know, we did a better job after the first drive, and then you know, there's a drive there in the fourth quarter that, you know, we let them convert a couple that we don't really want to let them convert. So, again, we'll look at the tape. We'll make the evaluation what we need to do better. You know, I thought our defensive guys battled their tails off today. I thought they you know, we put them in a couple of tough situations, and I thought they battled.
What did you think of Andy's effort?
Look, I thought overall pretty good, particularly in the second half. You know, I didn't think we had great rhythm in the first half, but I thought we came out and played a little better in the second half. We ran the ball, I think, a little bit better in the second half too. So that's part of it.
What do you think about Latavius playing his first game?
Yeah, I thought Latavius gave us a little bit of a spark. I thought there were some things that he did well, you know, in the game. So that was good to see.
So obviously a lot of people will compare. You had a different quarterback when they see some more points on the board this week, but did you think you guys had a better offensive plan or anything this week that contributed that as well?
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, I think, you know, just you know, our guys kind of taking a look at what we've done over the first 3 weeks, seeing where we can improve, and I thought we did a better job you know, with some of the things that we were doing, particularly there in the second half, you know, offensively.
Between now and see next Sunday, a quick turnaround to your next day. We've got a long journey home. And a lot
yeah, we'll get back to New Orleans and try to get rested up a little bit and get ready to go for next week.
Do you guys feel like you're close to turning the tide?
I really do. Look, there was a lot of really good things. I told the team in there, there were some good things that we did today, but it's hard to overcome. You know, some of those costly turnovers, you know, and I think, you know, the fake punt and the two turnovers, I think, led to 9 points. And in a game like that, those things are costly.
Should that punt be a fair catch, or are you mad about, like, should he have not returned that, or like, how do you kind of?
Listen, I'm gonna look at the tape before I make an evaluation on that.
How concerning is 1-3 in and of itself? I mean, do you have to wrestle with things like spirits and confidence and stuff like that?
I think we got a good group of guys in that locker room. We got some good veteran leadership. We'll bounce back from this. We certainly need to play better, and we need to turn some things around. But it's a long season. There's a lot of season left, and so we're going to keep battling. We're going to keep fighting.
What went into the decision with Alvin? Was that a setback you had
this week? No, it wasn't a setback. I just think, you know, as you evaluate throughout the week, you know, I think there was a little bit more pain and discomfort, you know, really even last week. And again, this is a long season. And so you don't want to go through this cyclical thing where each week, you know, it's an issue. And so, you know, I think we felt like resting him this week, hopefully to be able to have him back for next week, you know, gives him the best chance to be healthy throughout the year.
And was Jameis close at all to playing, or is this something you all? Yeah,
I thought later in the week, I thought he began to feel a little bit better. But I think there was a point in time where we felt like, well, we got to get Andy ready and have him ready to go.
And I assume that becomes another week to week evaluation.
Yeah, we'll see where his health is when we get back.
Can you talk, Coach, about this week as a whole in terms of coming over here on Monday? How's it been with you guys?
Yeah, it was a work week. You know, we came over here and worked. Thought we got some good things done. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the win.
You know, with the two turnovers, the team showed resilience to came back to the game. What do you think that is a good thing for the team?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
He's asking if you thought the team showed some resilience coming back after the game.
Yeah, I thought they did show some resilience. You know, unfortunately, we just didn't make enough plays to win the game.
You mentioned you felt like you guys didn't get into a rhythm offensively at the beginning of the game, but it's kind of been the story of the season. So, like,
Listen, I think part of it is, you know, we had a few guys that weren't in there, you know. So you're playing without Alvin, you're playing without Mike Thomas, you know, you're playing without Jameis, you know. So there's some adjustment that has to go along with that. So, look, we're going to keep battling, we're going to keep fighting, we'll figure this thing out, and we'll play better football.
You also kind of touched on this earlier, but just regarding like the turnovers and the penalties. When that happens, do you reevaluate how you guys are practicing?
I think we look at everything. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to continue to look at everything that we're doing and see where we can try to improve. Okay, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.